Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Penelope Prescott, a corporate quality management expert, entrepreneur, and writer. Throughout her 30-plus year career, she has worked with numerous Fortune 100 pharma companies, including Pfizer, Merck, Lilly, and GlaxoSmithKline, and held leadership positions at Novartis, Covance, Wyeth, and Johnson & Johnson. She is also the founder and CEO of PDC Pharma Strategy and serves as the Chief Compliance Officer for Ingrail Therapeutics. She is the author of Five Star Career, and Penelope, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So as we look at careers, why are most careers a product created by one's process, and how can one improve that process by learning to manage all the parts as an integrated, unified whole? Let's start there today.
What a great question. You summed up my entire book. So quality management, most people who are familiar with it probably or so through manufacturing or services. Quality management is actually a science that industry uses to ensure quality for their customers. So to do that, processes are followed, right? Consistent processes, efficient processes. So this is what I focused on in my career, particularly in pharma. And my book really kind of turns that to a more personal level and says, you know, your life is actually not a process, right? If you look at the definition of process, life doesn't fit that. So what life does fit is, you know, basically being a product of a process. And so the concept is that your life or your career on any given day right now is literally the product of the process that you have had. And people say, some people say, I don't have a process. And some people say, well, I have a perfect process because, you know, my parents and my college and whoever told me what I was supposed to do. So what's important to understand, though, is, first of all, everyone has a process, whether you realize it or not. It could be a good process or it could be a not-so-good process. Everyone who has a process isn't necessarily following the best process for, you know, for the product, the life, the career that they want at an authentic level. You may be following the process that whoever told you, you know, you, would be great, taught you. So the idea is really to look at the science of quality management, bring it outside of business and manufacturing, products and services, and apply it to very personally to our lives. And so my book really does go through a lot of the details of, you know, what exactly that means and how you can do that.
Certainly some great information to get things underway here today. And I think you'll really appreciate this question as well. And of course, we all are both the customer who wants a quality career and the only person with the power to manufacture it. How can we maximize that customer-manufacturer relationship?
Right. So that's a great question too, because in the science of quality management in industry, the key is to understand your customer, because quality or value is really defined by the customer, meaning that, you know, if a company decides, well, we're going to make this widget because everyone's going to love it, and you make it perfectly, you know, all the specifications, it's, you know, just perfectly the way you wanted to make it, nothing wrong with it in terms of what you originally set out to do, it still doesn't have the quality or value for the customer if that's not really what the customer wanted or needed. And that's a pretty easy concept to grasp. But when it comes to our own lives, it's really the powerful thing is, and this is true in business sometimes too, we are the customer, but we're also the manufacturer. So you can be both, right? Even companies are started or products are developed by people who desperately needed them themselves, right? So if you can wrap your mind around the idea that you get to define the product or career or life that you want, really, you know, that's going to make you happy, make you want to go to work every day, you know, and I think we all know it's not always about your salary. There's so many other things. So you get to define that, but you also are the person who can manufacture it. And that is a little bit challenging for some people to understand what I mean in terms of manufacturing it, because you think, well, you know, such and such has got to give me a break, and I've got to do good on this interview, and I've got to work my way up, and blah, blah. But it's really all about decision making as you go along through all those steps. And it really goes back to the concept of no one can make you do anything, or, you know, that kind of stuff. You are an adult individual, and you have the right to make your own decisions. And the key is just making the right decisions that are going to keep you on the path to build that product.
Certainly a lot to take away from that response right there. Thanks for the thorough response. Now, could you clearly define what a quality career means?
What it means, for example, if you buy something on Amazon and you're going to give it a rating, right, 1 through 5, you're basing that on how satisfied you were with that purchase or what you bought. So it's the same thing, you know, and it's very individual. So if you have a certain career that, you know, it may seem wonderful to everyone else, but it's not really what you long to do, or it could be what you long to do, but for some reason you're just not happy there because of, you know, the company culture or the people you work with, or what have you. You know, you're not going to say, oh, today I have a 5-star career, because this isn't just the hype, the absolute of what I want. So that's really what we're talking about. And you do have to be able to define that for yourself. And you know, that's a step two. And I go through that in the book. Because some people don't know what they want, right? So, you know, that's an issue in itself. First, you have to really dig in and understand yourself and face the truth about who you are and be okay with it. And then really say, well, okay, this is the person I am. What do I want to be doing with all of this time I have? You know, I have to go to a job so many hours a day, and how do I want to spend that time?
Makes a lot of sense, and really do appreciate the response. Most helpful for sure. Today we're joined by Penelope Prescott, the founder and CEO of PDC Pharma Strategy, and serves as the Chief Compliance Officer for Ingrell Therapeutics. She's also the author of 5-Star Career, and we're talking about that here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, next question, Penelope, what is the critical role of data-driven decisions in producing a 5-star career, and how does one avoid impulsive leaps, be honest with ourselves and move forward with the data they have?
Right. So, again, all this is taken from the proven concepts of the science quality management that, you know, definitely came from sort of a STEM science background, right? Thought process in manufacturing of actual physical products. So that is all very data driven in terms of, you know, you have specifications for a product, you have all this machinery, you know, you've got to make sure that everything, you know, the dials are all set, and, you know, and then when the product comes out, it's got to meet those specifications. So when you apply that to a product that is something huge like your life, you know, or your career. What I've done, what I've explained in the book, is really looking at it from the perspective of, you know, what's the data for that, right? So my proposal, if you will, based on my experience, is the best data for that is your personal history, right? It could be your work history. You know, what are the decisions that you made in the past and why? And that's kind of your data mining. You know, look into your past, and, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, yeah, I can look back, I learned this or that. But what I try to do in the book is really give a very specific way to challenge yourself when you look back at all the different decisions you made, and even, you know, how you felt when you were making them and what motivated you to make those choices. And I talk a lot about understanding subjective versus objective facts and data in terms of explaining how your perceptions and your emotions and all of that feed into these decisions that you've made. And I'm not saying it's bad to have emotions. Of course, we have to have them. We do have them. But sometimes things get in the way of decision-making, you know, making the best decisions to get where you want to be, because it's not always easy, right?
For sure on that. Good stuff. And I wanted to look at one angle here on this. How can you strategize for quality and define a concrete plan, and the plan is the key word, of action to achieve their aim and thinking strategically as they execute that plan, which might always go so smoothly, as we know?
Right. So, yeah, that's a big part of the book in terms of really saying, okay, how do you do that? So, of course, at the very high, obvious level, it's, you know, I want to do this, you know, I want to have this job, and so I have to go to college, or I have to go to trade school, and, you know, I have to live in this area, you know, that kind of thing. But beyond that, it's more about saying, you know, this is the type of career I want to have. This is how I want to feel at my job and feel about my job. And, you know, even if it takes me 20 years to get there, it's long term, right? This is where I want to head toward. And then, of course, looking at those kind of obvious steps, but also looking at or understanding that it is a process, and that you're going to take these steps knowing that likely, because of the way life is, it's not going to be just an easy walk, right? So part of the strategy is knowing or having sort of tools or mindset of what to do when things go wrong, right? So I talk a lot about that. So sometimes things go wrong or some things go wrong that you have no control over, truly, you know, like, you know, illness or weather or, you know, these kind of things. But then there's so many things that go wrong that, well, you might not have control over them, but, you know, it really doesn't matter why it happened. You have to make a decision. I mean, all of those, you have to make a decision. So it's anticipating things and then also knowing, sort of having a process, personal process, to identify and say, okay, this is I call it like a career quality event. So what are my choices here? And looking at, you know, the risk of making each choice and then making a decision based on that. So that, and again, I'm a little bit, I tend to be long-winded, but hopefully I answered your question.
You most certainly did, and really do appreciate that. And the key takeaway there is how we react to the things that we're not in control of. So that's some good points made right there. As we conclude, Penelope, why are we 100% responsible for the quality of our careers and life, and how can we all choose continuous improvement over continuous movement plus more? I'm looking forward to hearing your response as we do conclude today.
Right. So it kind of goes back to what I was just saying. You know, in industry, in the quality management field, if something goes wrong, which the beauty of it is, you know, when products and services are being developed to satisfy the customer, nobody says at the beginning that this is going to be a perfect, you know, experience. Like, built into the science is the understanding that something is likely to go wrong, or, you know, so that's neat because it has that aspect built into it. Whereas a lot of people, when they make a strategy for their career, they just say, here's the steps I got to follow. And when things don't work out or things go wrong, you know, they get confused and disappointed, and they think, you know, I mean, not everybody, but, you know, they think, oh, what am I going to do now? My plan's ruined. So really understanding that even in those moments, especially in those moments, like, you have to be responsible and know that you are, and have the, you know, have the guts to say, well, okay, yeah, I didn't want this to happen, but I have choices, right? And I am going to do the best I can to make the right choice. And what I find is a lot of people think they don't have choices, but it's really just that they either are not looking hard enough for them and they don't know how, or they don't like the choices they see. So, you know, it kind of goes into, well, that doesn't count pile, right? So I talk a lot about that in the book, about really how to identify opportunities and choices that you may not realize you have, and then how to think that through in terms of, you know, am I willing to do what I have to do that's associated with, you know, this choice or that choice? And really, that's what life is all about, you know. And I heard something not too long ago. I don't know who said it. I can't remember where I read it, but it was, you know, life is sometimes often about giving up, having, you know, giving up something you want for something you want more. And I really loved that, because it just really hit home for me, in that, you know, every choice we make is not so black and white, right? So you have to be responsible for your choices. So that's really what it's about. And as far as the movement, some people feel like they're moving along in their career because they're just going from job to job, or, you know, even if it's a promotion, right? But are they really going in the direction that they are going to be happiest? And that's what that's about.
Penelope, really do appreciate your visit with us here today. Some outstanding information, valuable information for those that are trying to up their career and value and quality. And can't thank you enough for joining us today. Now, you're the author of Five Star Career. Where can listeners not only get more information on you, but also on PDC Pharma Strategy, as well as where they best could pick up the book?
Yes, well, thank you. I've really enjoyed it and having the opportunity to talk about it. You can find the book certainly on Amazon, in any, you know, most any bookstore. My company, you can learn more about at the website, which is pdcstrategy.com. And then you can learn more about the book and my writing and other things that I do on my website, which is my name, PenelopePrescott.com.
And that certainly is easy enough, and we'll include these links within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Penelope, all the best. Thanks for what you do and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you for your great questions.
You're certainly more than welcome. Anytime. We've been speaking with Penelope Prescott, the founder and CEO of PDC Pharma Strategy, and serves as the compliance officer for Ingrail Therapeutics, as well as the author of Five Star Career. And for all the details, visit either PenelopePrescott.com or PDCStrategy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.